David Letterman's announcer, Bill Wendell, is retiring at the end of the week. He spent 15 years with Letterman, doing an ironic version of the style he cultivated for real earlier in his career. He spent his whole career as an announcer and game show host. In the early 50s, he was a regular on The Ernie Kovacs Show as the announcer and a straight man in sketches.
I don't want to start this interview on what might be perceived as an obnoxious note, but say David Letterman's name for us the way you say it on the air.
And now here he is, David Letterman.
Now, how'd you start saying it that way?
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe it was a question once of time that I had to fill, or it flowed with the music introduction. And no big thing. It wasn't splitting the atom or anything else. It was just saying a name. And just elongating it, as it were.
Do you ever wish somebody would make a big fuss over your name on the air?
No. I've never worked that way, you know.
So when did you start working with Letterman, and how did you start?
In 1980, NBC had the intelligence and the wherewithal to put on a morning show with Letterman and with actors, actresses, band, etc. And gosh, in 6 months' time, it died. I mean, it just rolled over and played Lassie. And I had come to the show to do that with an old friend of mine who I had known more than that number of years, and that was our director, Hal Gurney. And nobody could save it. It just wasn't the right time spot. Maybe it wasn't the right material. You know, at 10:30 in the morning for women across America who probably just had the kids off to school. But it just didn't work.
And so when Letterman made the transition from the morning show to the evening show...
That's right.
You were asked to be the announcer.
Right. And that was strange because all of a sudden it took off and flew. Became an instant hit.
Were you used to using your announcerly talents in an ironic context?
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know, but they being folks at NBC and folks on the show, like that little bite of, you know, from New York. It didn't matter to me. I'll say it the way you want it.
When you started announcing on the air, Did you have to fake it a little bit? I mean, did you have to, like, deepen your voice and give it an authority that you didn't feel it really had?
Oh, hey, you could scrape it off the wall. Oh, I walked around. my folks came to visit us, and my wife, they got together in a room and said, you know, is Bill's hand permanently attached to his ear? You know, I'd walk around going, hello, how are you, Dad? Hi, Mumsy. You know, that type of... And you drop your voice. And you get on the bus in the morning. And you go to... It got to be terrible.
How did you stop doing it?
I think somebody just hit my hand away from my ear one day and spoke to me harshly. But I think I realized myself how silly it was.
But you still had to sound that way on the air, though, right?
Well, everybody did in those days. Big, deep voice.
So what were the typical announcements you had to make in the early years on television?
On television? On television and announcements, if you were on staff, you sat in a little booth. And at the end of a program, you said, and now stay tuned for The Guiding Light. Or a little local commercial, whatever it might be. And it was much the same on radio, too. If it was a network show, you would always wind up with, this is NBC, you know, whatever it might be.
You know, some of some of the early shows on TV seem quite dull, I think, by comparison to some of the shows that are on today. And
in what way, may I ask?
Well, I'm going to use an illustration of a show that I think you were, don't take this personally.
No.
But there's a show that you worked on in the early 50s. I think you were the announcer on this. It was called What's It Worth? And I've never seen the show, but the description I read was, art restorer Sigmund Rothschild invites viewers to submit items for appraisal.
Yep.
Boy, does that sound exciting.
No, it wasn't. It was called Trash or Treasure.
Uh-huh.
And Sig Rothschild was a painting restorer, a world-renowned expert in the field of art and various other art objects, and came to your home, or you would bring things to him, and he would appraise them. He was a member of the American Society of Appraisers. He was a cherubic little fellow, and he was a charming man. And he started up this show on Dumont called Trash or Treasure. And the essence of it was, you had, and it's still around, you bought something, or your Aunt Clara gave you a vase, and you didn't know what it was worth. Somebody said it was worth a lot of money. So you came in, and on the show, I would interview you. I'd say, well, Miss Gross, where did you get the vase? Do you know how much was paid for it? How long have you had it? What do you think it's worth? And you'd say all of those things. You'd mention it. And then we would go over, and I'd say, all right, and now let's go see what Sigmund has to say. And Sig would sit there, take the vase, and say, whatever it was, you know. The mark on the bottom of the vase says it was made in Meissen, Germany, in the late 1800s. And
how are your ratings?
They were quite good. It was a very, very interesting show.
You've sure done a lot of different kinds of shows over the years.
Isn't that something?
Are you going to miss it?
I think I will, to a degree, of course. You miss coming down on the train every morning. If you break the pattern of your life, for a while, you're going to miss it. But life goes on, right? Philosophically.
So, let's see. We're recording. It's Thursday afternoon. It's around 10 to 2 as we record now. What's the rest of your day look like for your next to the last show?
From now, we're at Carnegie Hall.
In the recording studio.
In a recording studio. And I walk from here, which is at 56th Street and 7th Avenue, and I just walk up to 57th and Broadway to a radio recording studio called Radio Today. And as I do every afternoon, I will do the radio opening and closing for the top 10 list. And when that's through, I'll walk down, if the weather's nice, back down to the Ed Sullivan Theater on 53rd and Broadway, and start to get ready for the show. And, yeah, I guess I will miss it.
So tomorrow night's your last show?
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it?
Not really.
Why not?
Yeah, I think I'll get sentimental. That sounds a little preposterous, you know, because there are people out there that have been doing more and important things in life than I. A doctor or people that work in hospitals. Something that's really worthwhile. I haven't achieved that. But what I've done hasn't been that bad, I guess. I haven't hurt anybody. Maybe I have, and I don't know it.
Bill Wendell is David Letterman's announcer. He retires at the end of the week.
This is Fresh Air.